Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Change Radio News. Today is Tuesday, 30 December 2025. The news is read by Divine Nambira. Here are the news headlines. Auxiliary Mnangagwa's food aid criticized as a short-term fix. UK weighed military action against Mugabe, files reveal. And Zimbabwe's health sector falters despite development plans. And now for the news in detail. Observers have criticized Auxiliary Mnangagwa's latest charitable outreach in Rimba, saying food handouts and festive donations do little to address the root causes of poverty and suffering in Zimbabwe. Mnangagwa distributed food to families affected by the Wildale evictions at Nyabira Transit Camp in Rimba East. Authorities said the initiative was brought forward to provide immediate holiday relief, with children fed and grocery hampers planned for the elderly. However, critics argue the program offers only short-term relief while masking deeper economic and governance failures. Some questioned the move to provide food aid to families recently evicted from their homes, saying secure housing, jobs, and lasting policy solutions are needed to restore dignity beyond seasonal charity. Newly released UK government documents reveal that British officials briefly considered using military force to remove former Zimbabwean leader Robert Mugabe from power in 2004. The option was discussed amid Zimbabwe's deep economic crisis, political repression and disputed elections, but was later ruled out as unrealistic and risky. Instead, the UK opted to isolate Mugabe internationally while offering discreet support to the opposition. Mugabe remained in power until he was removed by a military intervention in 2017. Despite government claims of progress under the National Development Strategy and Vision 2030, critics say Zimbabwe's health sector remains in crisis. Many public hospitals and rural clinics continue to face dilapidated infrastructure, drug shortages, and staff attrition. While authorities cite hospital renovations and plans to build new clinics in areas such as Manize, Paradza, and Bulilima, analysts say most projects are incomplete or have yet to start, leaving communities without reliable health care. Health experts argue that pilot clinics and nurse recruitment programs have failed to meet national demand, with low pay and poor working conditions still driving health workers out of the country. Citizens spokesperson Promise Mukwananzi has dismissed social media claims linking him to ZANU-PF, describing the allegations as false and malicious. In a statement, Mukwananzi said he remains a committed opposition figure and has repeatedly faced arrests, harassment, and surveillance by state security agencies. He cited being placed on a travel stop list, confiscation of property, and intimidation of family and associates as evidence that he is not aligned to the ruling party. Mkwananzi reaffirmed his loyalty to opposition leader Nelson Chamisa and said he remains dedicated to fight against what he called corruption, repression, and poor governance in Zimbabwe. A legal dispute over control of Manicaland-based gold producer Wan Wenjin Jewelers has intensified after court documents revealed that six individuals sold their shares to Chinese co-founder Wan Wenjin, who now claims sole ownership. The High Court has ruled in favor of Wan and Director Kennedy Sithole, striking off an urgent application by rival claimants and freezing changes to the company's ownership pending final judgment. However, tensions remain as former shareholders continue to challenge deals linked to the company, leaving the ownership battle unresolved. Health experts have warned that lack of access to menstrual hygiene products is worsening health risks and school dropouts among girls. Speaking in Gweru, Midlands Provincial Medical Director Mary Muchekeza said period poverty exposes vulnerable girls to HIV and other infections as some miss school or engage in risky survival strategies. The call was made during Menstrual Health Day commemorations organized by the AIDS Healthcare Foundation and the Ministry of Health. AHF says it plans to distribute free sanitary pads to 1 million girls nationwide. The Zimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission has uncovered a bribery and nepotism scandal at Chinoyi Provincial Hospital. Senior tutor Mushonga Hande was arrested for allegedly demanding over $1,500 from a student for a non-existing nursing school vacancy. Bulawayo Parking Management Company Tendi Tree Investments has distributed food hampers to thousands of vulnerable residents in partnership with the Bulawayo City Council. The company says the program, funded through parking fees, aims to support disadvantaged households with beneficiaries identified by council structures across the city. Employees at the Zimbabwe National Parks and Wildlife Management Authority went through Christmas without salaries, a situation workers describe as unprecedented in 7 years. ZimParks has confirmed that some staff were not paid, citing outstanding debts, while affected employees say the delay left their families in serious financial distress. And in news from local communities, a major water rehabilitation project in Binga District is improving lives after years of chronic water shortages. The project, implemented by the government and the United Nations Development Programme with UK support, has upgraded a 65-kilometre piped water system in Milibizi, supplying clean water to more than 40,000 people, schools and health centres. The scheme also supports irrigation and community gardens, boosting food security and incomes. Health workers say access to running water has improved hygiene and service delivery, though authorities say more expansion is needed to reach other water-scarce communities. In international news, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has denied claims that Ukraine attacked Russian President Vladimir Putin's residence with long-range drones, calling the allegation a Russian lie. The Kremlin said the attack happened on Sunday, a claim repeated by former US President Donald Trump, who said Putin told him directly. Zelensky accused Moscow of trying to undermine peace efforts as analysts say Russia and Ukraine remain far apart on key issues despite talks. Nigerian authorities say British heavyweight boxer Anthony Joshua has been injured in a road accident on the Lagos-Ibadan expressway in which two people were killed. Police say the former world champion suffered only minor injuries and is in stable condition after being taken to hospital. The crash happened on Monday morning near Sagamu in Ogun State, where Joshua has family roots. Road safety officials say a speeding vehicle lost control while overtaking and crashed into a stationary truck. An investigation is underway with excessive speed suspected as the cause. And finally, in sports news, Zimbabwe's hopes of advancing beyond the AFCON group stages ended on Monday evening after a 3-2 defeat to neighbors South Africa. Defensive errors by Zimbabwe allowed South Africa to score 3 goals despite the Warriors equalizing twice. The match was decided later on when a handball by captain Marvelous Nakamba resulted in a penalty, converting South Africa's winning goal and sending them through to the knockout stages. To end the news bulletin, here are the headlines once again. Auxilium Mnangagwa's food aid criticized as a short-term fix. UK weighed military action against Mugabe files reveal. And Zimbabwe's health sector falters despite development plans. And that concludes our bulletin for the day. We thank you for listening. From myself, Divine Nambira, and the entire team at Change Radio, we wish you a blessed night.